Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. And I was reading both from Pope Benedict and also from Pope John Paul what they said about Mary that I want to share with you first. Magnificat has carried this information. Pope Benedict XVI wrote that, quote, precisely because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. While she lived on this earth, she could only be close to a few people. But being in God, who is actually within all of us, Mary shares in this closeness of God. Our Lady knows our hearts, can hear our prayers, can help us with her motherly kindness. She always listens to us, and being Mother of the Son, participates in the power of the Son and in His goodness. Listen to this. She always listens to us, and being Mother of the Son, participates in the power of the Son and in His goodness. We can always entrust the whole of our lives to this Mother. We can always entrust the whole of our lives to this Mother. The Blessed Mother's birth into heaven generates in us an ever new capacity, says John Paul, an ever new capacity to await God's future. Mary lifted herself up to such lofty heights of heaven that the Word reached down from the highest pinnacle of heaven and took her in. And as Benedict and John Paul point out to us, as the Father took her in, we are drawn in. We are drawn. We are drawn closer and closer to God. Blessed Mother is our Mother. Blessed Mother loves us, cares about us, wants to bring us safely home to her Son. May we honor her today. Almighty ever-living God, who assumed the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul, into heavenly glory, grant, we pray, that always attentive to the things that are above, we may merit to be sharers of His glory. I've been speaking all last week about living not just for this world, but living for eternal life, living in such a way that our priorities are clear, that we've given God everything, living in such a way that we're giving up compromise, that we're really seeking to follow Him, and then He can reach out through us and touch the lives of many other people. So we want to be always attentive to the things that are above. We want to ask the Blessed Mother's help in this journey of ours, safely home to union with God. The Blessed Mother can help us. She's so loved by the Father and the Son, so loved, is with us. She who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit is with us. Book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 19 through chapter 12, verse 1 to 6, and then verse 10. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His Covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. And then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away 1/3 of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and His throne. The woman herself fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of His anointed one. The revelation of what was to come. The woman who would bear the Messiah, the Savior. The responsorial psalm The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. Hear, O daughter, and see, turn your ear, forget your people and your father's house. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. Mary gave her whole self to God. She promised everything to God and was faithful to it by his grace and by his power. May we imitate her. Be it done unto me according to your word. May we imitate that. Second reading is the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 27. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ, then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for he subjected everything under his feet. Mary's yes brought forth Christ into the world. God could have done it another way, but he chose. All heaven and earth, says one poet, all heaven and earth held its breath and waited while Mary listened to the words of the angel at the Annunciation. And what was her response? Be it done unto me according to thy word. May you and I have the same response to God. Be it done unto me according to your word. Mary, our mother, pray for us that we may be docile to the Holy Spirit, that we may be obedient as you were. In the gospel for today, Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." It's the beautiful words of Elizabeth, a gift to Elizabeth that she could see. She could see what had happened. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? This is her cousin. A great grace given to Elizabeth at that moment to see, to understand, to comprehend. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb, John the Baptist, leaped for joy. Don't you want to spend some time in heaven with all of them? I want to hear their stories. I want to hear what it was like for them, listening to the Lord. Lord acting in surprising ways in their lives. I want to sit at the feet of my mother for a long time, just to listen to her tell me the stories of what it was like for her. She who is assumed into heaven. She who was raised up by God. Raised up by Jesus Christ and presented to the Father. What a signal grace. Oh, brothers and sisters, God is good to us all. He rewards those who follow him. May we in our little ways follow the Lord and be faithful to him. Because that day of eternity will be like nothing we have ever known. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant." Hear this. This is worship of God. Make the Magnificat part of your prayer. She's saying this to Elizabeth right there in conversation. She's praising God, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. Promise that he would send a Messiah. He has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. So you have the daily life. Mary stayed about 3 months and then she went home. And you have this glorious Magnificat where she was caught up by the Holy Spirit and could see, in a certain sense, could begin to fathom how God was using her. And so all glory be to him. All honor be to him. It wasn't, oh, look at me. God has signaled me out. No. My soul magnifies the Lord. Shouldn't that be our posture? When good things happen to us in our lives, rather than, it comes from me. Look what I've done. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. May the words of the Magnificat become part of us. May our mother's prayer, inspired by the Holy Spirit, may that become our prayer. May we give him all the honor and all the glory. We're the instrument through which he works, and he infinitely respects that instrument because he died for you and me, that we might be with him for all eternity. He does not trample on us. He wants to raise us up. But we are raised up the more we live in the truth. The truth that everything I have is a gift. It's not mine. I didn't create it. It's a gift. May all my gifts be used for his glory. Whether I have one or whether I have 50, may everything I do, may every thought, word, and action contribute to the glory of the Father. I can't imagine what joy that would bring Mary, the mother of Jesus. I can't imagine what joy that would bring to her to see her children following in her footsteps. May we today, as we celebrate this great feast of the Assumption, may we today honor Mary by taking in the words of the Magnificat, by making them our own. May we praise the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit through the Magnificat. And may we see Mary's humility and ask for the grace to imitate it all the days of our life. There is no better way to honor our mother. May God abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.